USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden says he's looking at the 14th Amendment to bypass Congress and pass a budget. Even with no new talks scheduled, the White House is optimistic about the debt crisis.
President Biden is expressing confidence a deal can be reached on the debt ceiling.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Speaking at a news conference from the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said he's not at all concerned about the talks with Republican leaders, which stopped and restarted on Friday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. I'm John Schaefer.
A shootout at a car show in northern Mexico's Baja California has left at least 10 people dead and 9 more wounded. According to 911 calls, people with long guns got out of a van and started shooting at people at a gas station in the coastal city of Ensenada. Police say it happened yesterday afternoon during an all-terrain car racing show. Karen Sloan reports Minnesota is set to legalize marijuana.
The state Senate Saturday passed legislation that would allow adults over 21 to carry up to 2 ounces of weed in public. They'd be permitted to keep 2 pounds of marijuana at home. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz. He said he'd be proud to sign it into law. The legislation will also automatically clear prior low-level cannabis convictions. If signed, the law would take effect August 1st and would make Minnesota the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana.
National Treasure wins the 148th Preakness Stakes. Mage, who won the Kentucky Derby, came in third Saturday. Earlier, during an undercard race, a jockey was hospitalized and a horse had to be euthanized after suffering an ankle injury. This is USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
President Biden says he does not think delivering F-16s to Ukraine will escalate the war with Russia.
I have a flat assurance from Zelensky that they will not use it to go on and move into Russian geographic territory.
Biden has reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine. The Kremlin, though, is not happy.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko told the state-run news agency the plan involves enormous risks for those involved. He called it an escalation of the conflict and noted Moscow will take the move into account. The advanced fighter jets are major upgrades to the older aircraft Ukraine has been using. I'm Julie Ryan.
The Agriculture Department could soon move to ban flavored milk from school cafeterias in an effort to cut down on added sugars in school lunch and breakfast programs. The agency says the aim is to reduce exposure to added sugars and promote more nutrient-dense, unflavored milk. Thinking fast food, specifically Wendy's? How's this for a thought?
The fast food company is partnering with Pipe Dream, a hyperlogistics company. The instant pickup portals will be next to parking spots, and robots will carry meals underground to customers' cars. The company also announced earlier this month that it's teaming up with Google to add AI to the menu to answer customer questions and take their orders. I'm Dave Collins.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.